AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
This is the Love Doctor for Valentine's Day with another love song dedication. Keep on loving you. Do you like that?
That's beautiful, darling. No. That's a good song.
Not really. It is a good song.
Rio
we're playing lovey-dovey songs.
Lovey-dovey songs. We love it. Yesterday was a big day for, I suppose, Australia. You know, like, we look at technology and we kind of embrace it as much as we can. And, you know, when you got bills, it used to be so much better because now between the Commonwealth Bank, the NAB, Westpac, you can pay all your bills instantly, which means that, Bridge, if I owe you $60, you can go, okay, well, pay me, and you can watch your computer screen. We can be on the phone together, and you can pay it. It doesn't matter what bank it is. You can see it come up in your system.
Hey, let's give it a go. I'm a bit short on money. Okay, say you owe me $60. Let's put it in my account now, and I can see it go in.
But it takes away the fun of it all. Because remember when we used to have to write checks?
Yeah.
And you used to go, oh, look, must be lost in the mail.
Yeah.
I sent it.
Of course you did.
Yeah, because you've got no money.
Of course you did.
Or you don't want to pay it.
Or it takes 5 days to process.
I forgot to sign it. What do you mean I forgot to sign it? Oh, okay. Well, I'll just, I ran out of checks. A new checkbook's coming. So you
dodgy bugger.
You know when people used to do, well, everyone used to do that. And now when we were able to transfer money, you used to go, I've transferred it. Oh, yeah, no, it's going to a different bank. It's a long weekend. It'll go through on Monday. And then you don't. Yeah, everyone always has all the excuses in the world. And, you know, oh, yeah, no, sorry, it's a different bank.
Different bank.
Yeah, look, you call your bank and I'll call my bank. And no, they said it's gone through. If you instantly, and you're on the phone to the person that you owe money to, you can't lie.
Yeah,
it's
exactly
instant.
Right. You can't.
So what's the excuse going to be?
What?
Oh, sorry, I'm on NBN. I'm on NBN. How many people are going to sign up to NBN now?
Come on, just get this over with. I haven't slept.
We have got a surprise for you after 8 o'clock. You are going to the QT for dinner tonight. Mm. It's a choose-your-own-adventure for Valentine's Day. We thought we'd do...
Look at your face.
No,
look at his face.
100%. We are all behind you. We want
That's what worries me.
We want to do something nice for you. Not mean.
So,
which we got prize.
So why have you all of a sudden got cameras in my face? Your dimples are going off. And your prize. Do you want to go through some of your prize that you've done to me over the years?
Go on. Well, very quickly, and then I've got this one prize for you.
All right. Well, in the past you pretended that Dr. Chris Brown was coming into the studio and I spent a lot of work that night putting on a fake tan. I don't know why. Like what? I thought I was going to pick him up or something. Anyway, and it wasn't. And then you made me fall in love with no one for 3 weeks, sending me stuff in the mail every day.
Well, we got a prize. We got something for you here. So if you come over to AJ's computer
and
watch.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to dinner on my own, aren't I?
No, I'd never do that.
No.
So what am I doing?
Come over here.
Come around here, darling.
Oh my
here we
God,
go.
I don't like this.
There you go. You can put on my.
I don't like this.
No, look at this. You got to listen. You got to listen.
Hey, Bridget. Look, it is Dr. Chris here, and it is your birthday, which, coincidentally, is also Valentine's Day, which otherwise I would be sending you two gifts, but instead it's just one combined. I'm not a tight ass, but I do have love. You know I have love, and this is my way of expressing that love for you. It's frustrating that the jungle keeps me away from you in person on this very special day, but have a very, very special birthday, and I look forward to talking and seeing you soon.
So he knows that it's your birthday next week and he joined them both together because he is in the jungle for Valentine's Day.
You made him do that all the way in the jungle.
Him. He sent it to us.
You're full of frog wallet.
We didn't make him.
You did too.
No, we didn't.
How would he know?
That's what I don't know. But anyway, we said we will play it and that is one of your surprises. You'll find out the other one just after 8.
Oh, my God, he actually did say my name. You didn't like piece that together so he edited. So
no,
I was like,
he sent it to us.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Why are you being nice? I'm actually more nervous that you're nice.
Isn't it good? There's no rotten fish. You didn't have to put your hand in somewhere where there were snakes.
I know. Although if there was a trouser snake, no. Sorry, I didn't mean it.
We've got something very special happening on the streets of the Goldie at the moment, and it went viral yesterday at Nobby.
Yeah, it certainly did, and this is a real angel living on Earth. Honestly, there's a lot of lessons in this, and today it might be about commercial love, but this is real soul love as it's called. tour, I reckon.
Yeah, it certainly is. We, you know, when you get when you see this happen, and if you haven't seen it virally, even in the Gold Coast Bulletin, you know, as a gentleman that wants to just share the love on Valentine's Day, doesn't have a lot of money, but he just wants to bring joy to a lot of people. So, you know what, we thought we might send the tall man down there, 2 metre. What's he call himself? 201 and tons of fun.
Tall man, you're at a very special location with some pretty special people.
Well, look, it's Valentine's Day. How amazing are the people of the Gold Coast? I'm here at Nobby's Beach, right outside the Shack Cafe. I've just arrived with about 50 roses here. This is our contribution. We've got Cameron down here. This story went viral last night. He's down here giving out roses. This guy comes down every single day. He sells the Big Issue, which is an amazing way for people to get ahead across the Gold Coast. And he's down here today with real Valentine's Day love, giving out roses to the people of the Gold Coast. How cool is that?
Oh, that's lovely. But there's a beautiful backstory with this too, with the roses.
Oh, it is. Look, he went out with his own money yesterday with the help of an amazing Nobby's Beach local. They went down, got a whole bunch of roses, and instead of selling them, instead of doing that, he's come out here spreading real Valentine's Day love, and he's giving them away. How good is that? The people of the Gold Coast rock!
Yeah, they certainly do. But from Cam's point of view, why? Why Valentine's Day just makes him feel special and makes everyone else that he gives them to feel special as well?
Oh, look, he's doing a great job. I'm just going to grab him here. Cameron, are you having a good time there? People have come out. Are you having a good time? Just spreading some love on Valentine's Day.
Makes me feel great, and I just love it, and gets me excitement, and I feel so good on it.
Doing a great job down here, Cam. There's people everywhere, roses, and we're just glad that we could be a part of it with a whole bunch of roses we've just dropped down. Spreading the love on Valentine's Day.
An incredible bloke who's been homeless for many years because his father got sick and he couldn't afford the rented home and looking after his father. He's been, homeless, in and out of shelters. He sells the Big Issue down there at Nobby. So what we want to do, because his best day ever, was selling 10 Big Issues and he got $35 for the day.
Yeah.
So we want the community to go down and buy up all of his Big Issues.
Yeah.
Because that way that's how we're going to make him money.
That's how he makes his money. So if you're going past Nobby down there today around the beach, just drop in there and grab a Big Issue. They're only $7.
And the fact that he has no money and he spent all of his money to hand out roses to make other people feel special. So let's, as a Gold FM family, make him feel special today.
You're on your camera. Valentine's Day. This is Gold FM's Love Doctor. With Wet, Wet, Wet. Love song dedication. There's more to come.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not-so-important issues.
Can Bridge and I get a ticket into this spray?
Oh, 100%. 100%. The Commonwealth Games, Peter Beattie, we love him. But I tell you what, day one of the fiascos has started. And when you look at, when you're printing anywhere between, let's say, around about 16,000 tickets to the opening ceremony, and they've got the wrong day on it. The day is the Wednesday, the 4th of April. They've only been planning this for 8 years. And then they decide that they printed Thursday, the 4th of April. So if you go Wednesday, well, there is no Wednesday, the 4th of April. But if you go Wednesday, you'll see the opening ceremony. If you go Thursday, you'll actually see the weightlifting. But if you do wait until Thursday, the 4th of April, you've got to wait until 2019. So you actually won't see anything. But you know what I love about this?
Yeah.
16,000 tickets printed. Their first 16,000. Mm. And this has happened. They've got to print a million.
Oh, my God.
So how do... Like, this is like you... This is... there's so much more to come out now. Like, this is the first official big job they had for the Comm Games. The first official, like, we haven't even got into the traffic. No one has even turned up yet. This is only the ticketing. This is like your drunk uncle going to the wedding. You know it's going to be bad. You don't know when it's going to happen, but it's definitely going
to
happen.
Maybe they should change the merchandise tent to the complaining tent, where everyone could turn up and just vent.
Well, seriously, they've got to get...
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. And the good thing is, as they say, and Peter Beattie's often said, this... We are on show to the world.
Yeah.
We're on show to the world. So these people over in the Commonwealth got all their tickets and going, oh, hang on, I haven't booked my fights for Thursday. I'm there on Wednesday.
You've been sprayed by spider.
What about that? You know that old saying? You had one job.
One job.
Pete, you had one job, and now he blames Ticket Tech. Ticket Tech blames Peter. Oh, too funny.
We're all waiting on a Valentine's Day texts, messages, something. I've already received one this morning.
Oi.
I just digress. I'm going to talk about something else this morning. Yeah, no, from a company where I used to get diet food from. And they said, happy Valentine's Day. What, you calling me fat on Valentine's Day? Get back into the diet food?
Is that what they didn't?
How nasty. I just got an email from a diet place. That's really, that's like giving someone deodorant for your birthday.
Yeah.
What, do I smell? What's going on? Anyway, ladies, you'll relate to this. I think like your Priceline stores are the equivalent of Bunnings for blokes. So, like with Bunnings, you go in, sometimes you have a plan and sometimes you go, I know I need something from here, but what is it? Mm-hmm. I know I've put it off that whenever I go to Bunnings, make sure when you're in Bunnings, you get this, you get that. Same thing as Priceline. I was at Burley Stockland the other day, walked past it, stopped and went, I know there is something in there that I always say I've got to get it.
Yes.
And ladies, you know you do it. You go, there's something in there I've got to get. What was it? What was it? And normally, I mean, you end up buying everything but. Because you go, I'll just walk through the aisles and figure
just
it out.
Just see what I do need.
And you end up with a lip balm, even though you've got 40 of them, and an eyelash curler and, you know, nothing you needed. But until you get home and then you realise, oh, that's right.
That's
it. However, this time I remembered. Now, what I bought is a blessing and a curse. My eyes are getting really bad. And so to try and put makeup at home without your glasses on. Because you...
No.
What are you going to say?
No, it would be like
it'd be
like somebody standing behind you, being your hands.
Yes! That's actually a good point. So it's difficult, ladies. You know what it's like? I used to give my sisters a lot of crap for it. But now it's me. I can't see when you're doing your eyeshadow and everything. So... I bought a magnifying mirror. And not just any magnifying mirror. This one's got LED lights in it.
Oh, like Barbie.
This is not good. So it's a curse because I looked at myself as people with 20/20 vision look at me and I'm disgusted. I had no idea what was going on with my face till I bought this mirror. Are you kidding me? I've got pores on my face like the Sea of Tranquility on the moon. I'm going, what is this? Why hasn't everyone told me? I thought my eyebrows were great. I thought, geez, I haven't had to get a little wax under my eyebrow. Excuse me, it's like Bangalow Forest underneath there. I had no idea. This thing is horrible. It just it magnifies everything. It's like that good friend you need in your life that says, you got something wrong with this. Don't have a look. So I always say I have a good hard look at myself in the mirror, but this look was too hard. I'm disturbed at how my face looks. I want to know who my date is.
Yes, you do. It's Valentine's Day. We're playing all those tunes for you today with the Love Doctor.
Oh, you're a very good doctor, Love.
I want to know what my date is. Now, for the people that missed it, this is what happened yesterday just at the end of the show when we spoke to Andy.
Andy, yes. We decided that we do need to do something for Bridge and Valentine's Day.
No, you don't. I'm fine hanging out with myself. It's really cool. Yeah. I have a Love Yourself Sick Day every year. It's fine.
It's all good. This is what Andy had to say.
Bridge, look, we have a booking in for you for tomorrow night at Yanagan, our new Japanese restaurant here, and just wanted to see, were you wanting a 5:30 early sort of Valentine's night or an 8 p.m. sort of more romantic styled night?
Is this a pity party table for one?
No.
Oh, no, it's definitely not. There's definitely another person coming. Don't worry about that.
Who's the other person coming?
You might meet those tomorrow and choose.
What is happening?
No, well, you always say the big brother doesn't look after you.
And the big brother
has.
There
we go. No. So, and then he's putting his hands up there going, oh, don't blame me. Can I just say one thing?
Yep.
Yes.
Probably, and I'm not being ungracious, not the best place to take me on a date.
Why?
Because I can't use chopsticks. I'm the awkward one that asks for a fork.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I've got
fingers.
Oh, great.
They put rubber bands on them these days for kids.
I know, and I still can't do it.
Okay, so now to choose your own adventure, Valentine's Day.
My heart is beating through my chest.
You've got your seat at the table. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I've done a lot of ads. I've been on social media. I've done a lot of homework. I was like Chris Brown. I've been vetting more people than you can imagine.
What are you talking about?
I've got top three gentlemen to go out with you tonight, and you've got to pick one of them.
Oh, my God. Oh,
now, you got to understand they're listening right now, too, because they don't know who's going.
Oh, no. So I've got to...
You got to pick... It's a choose-your-own-adventure, so, like when you used to go read the books, and at the bottom it goes, "Go to page 17."
So I've got to for two of them say
no.
Oh, that's horrible.
You just got to pick one.
Is this
one.
Like The Voice? I got to turn my chair for one of them.
Here we go. This is Johnny.
Hey, Bridge, it's Johnny here. I've been chatting with Spider, and I'd love to get the chance to spend the night with you and have dinner. I love the southern end of the Gold Coast. I love my surfing, and I've got some decent mates there, and I think we could hit it off. And just for the record, I want to make it clear, I am employed.
Okay, that's Johnny.
That's Johnny. Johnny.
Who's Johnny?
That's I don't know. Francis, this is Francis.
Hello, Bridge. It's Francis from Le Jardin Café. We spoke the other day. I'm a big fan of yours, and I've been for years. And being Valentine's Day, I really like to share a meal with you tonight. I'm not a big fan on animals, but I do love the outdoors.
So that's Francis. And the
I
last...
I like his accent.
I know. That's why he pretty much went to the top of the pile very early. And Barry.
Hey, Bridge. I saw Spider's ad, and I've lived on the Gold Coast for a long time. I think you and I got a lot in common, and I'd really love to be your Valentine. I love animals. I love camping. I reckon we should get together. What do you think? Hey, Bridge, by the way, the name's Barry.
So there you go. We'll let you think.
Excuse me. They saw the ad. You put an ad out. Did you put an ad out? Where did you put this ad out? Excuse me? No. Don't put your hands up. Ooh, wasn't me. It wasn't me.
It wasn't saying you. It was just... Look, saying a lot of other bits and pieces.
Have a good look at you at the moment.
Anyway, Johnny, Francis or Barry, we'll give you a couple of minutes.
We'll come back.
Oh, my God. Where was this ad? That's what I want to know.
There's no ad.
It's through social media.
Oh, my God.
19 past
what is going
eight.
On?
How late
this
on?
Is the Valentine's voice. Who am I turning my chair for?
Your anxiety is a little high at the moment.
Do you know when you ask for something, sometimes be careful what you ask for. For years I've been saying to Spider, oh, why don't you set me up with any of your mates? You don't do anything. And a lot of the Gold FM family say the same. Well, sure, Spider will have something for you. And then you give me three in one hit. But I'm worried because one of them's AJ's Tyler.
No.
So
he's the electrician. Get it right.
I had nothing. That was
and he owns a cafe.
That was out of my control.
Le Jardin.
Love his voice.
So we've got the three guys here. One will go out for dinner with you tonight. It's up to you to choose.
This is so hard. Can I phone a friend? As in, can I get some help, please, from the sisterhood,
the Gold
FM fellas? Just everyone in the family, please. Who sounds more like my type? The first one. This is John.
Well, here's the three of them.
Right. Hey, Bridge, it's Johnny here.
Hello, Bridge. It's Francis from Le Jardin Café.
Hey, Bridge. By the way, the name's Barry.
Barry.
Yeah.
So, see, I like John because he sounds kind of rugged and he's a surfer. So, but then Barry loves. He loves animals and loves camping, which is me. Francis, I love his accent, but he said he doesn't like animals. So,
And to be honest with you, outside of Francis, because I've never met, but I can't pick because they are six of one, half a dozen the other. And I've been honest, I've vetted them properly, and I said, you know what? They have all got jobs. They got teeth.
I don't know what you mean with like vetted them properly. You gave them a temperature?
Well, I made sure. Like it's been three weeks. So anyway, we'll go to the phones.
We'll take some calls and we'll do that after Rod and we'll find out who you'll be with tonight.
Oh, I can't choose.
And now the time has come, Bridge.
Well, the big bloke, my big brother's kind of redeemed himself over the years, AJ. He's absolutely put my heart through the ringer. Oh, and done big ooh-hoo, happy Valentine's Day. And he's made it like April Fool's Day for me, really. But this year...
Well, I... To be honest...
You've put a lot of work into this.
I have put a lot of work into it, but I have copped a bit over the years when I thought I was having a little bit of fun. So, no, I thought I'd do a little bit serious. We've got your beautiful date night tonight, but the thing is you've got to choose between our three gentlemen. You got number one, Johnny, number two, Francis, and number three, Barry.
Hey, Bridge, it's Johnny here.
Hello, Bridge, it's Francis.
Hey, Bridge, the name's Barry.
And you wanted to ask the Gold FM family who should take you to dinner?
Yeah, I just want to know. They know me better than me sometimes, especially the sisterhood. We've got Barry, who loves dogs and camping, which is pretty cool. Johnny sounds cool because he's a surfer. Francis, I love the accent, but he doesn't like animals. So where are we going?
Joanne, who do you reckon?
Go for a Baz.
You reckon?
Yeah, go for a Baz.
Rightio. Joanne, there's one vote for Baz. We've got Janie Mermaid Waters. Jane, Johnny, Francis or Bazza?
I'm going for number three, Bazza.
How come, Jane?
Loves animals. Got to be a nice guy.
Yeah, exactly. Likes animals, exactly.
Okay, there we go.
Thank you. All right, Leanne and Upper Coomera. John, number one. Francis, number two. Barry, number three.
Oh, no, it definitely has to be number one, Bridge. He sounds so easy to talk to, and the worst thing about not knowing someone is the awkward silence. So you don't want that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He sounds more my type, does he?
Yeah.
He does. Yeah, just sounds really nice and genuine and really easy to talk to.
Thanks, Leanne.
Wow. Okay. Tina. Thank you.
Tina in Labrador. Okay, is it number one, Johnny, two, Francis, or three, Barry? Who should Bridge go on the date with?
Number one, John, I reckon. His voice, and he just seemed very genuine.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know what? If you are 100% going on all the callers, this is it. This is going to decide who you're going to date with.
Oh, my God. Okay, Janine and Currumbin Waters, you heard the guys.
Yes. Hi, Bridge. How are you?
I'm really good. Which one? Number one?
I reckon Johnny, number one, sounds lovely.
Oh.
Okay. Do I get a choice?
Yeah, you get a choice for sure.
Yep. Bridge, go for Johnny.
Oh, okay.
We've taken a poll around the office too, and they're split.
I know, they're split as well.
It's between Johnny and Barry.
Yeah, it's between Johnny and Barry.
So, Johnny and Barry, thank you very much to everybody else who chatted to over the last couple of weeks. But Johnny or Barry, who's going to be?
You know what? I'm just going to go with my gut and my instinct, and everything is screaming number three, Barry.
Bazza.
Yeah, because he said he loved animals and camping.
I can say his real name's Brandon.
Oh, he didn't even get... Oh, he's lied straight off the bat.
No, I said say Bazza.
All right, Brandon. Looks like I'm having a blind date with you tonight. This is weird. This is like perfect match.
It is. We need Dexter.
Oh my God, I'm nervous. Thanks, everyone, for your help.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.